The unemployment rate was down to 8.2% in December from 8.3% a month earlier. New York State Department of Labor statewide analyst Kevin Jack.
Our private sector job count was up over 34,000 in December. And for the state as a whole, and for the year as a whole, we added over 122,000 private sector jobs. So looking at the overall economic recovery in the state, we've added almost 370,000 private sector jobs. With the release of the December data, New York State continues to be one of only a handful of states to have recouped all of the private sector jobs that were lost in the recession. In fact, we're one of only five.
The unemployment rate stood at 7.8% upstate compared with 7.9% in November. It was at 8.8% in the New York City metro area, the same as in November. Nationally, the unemployment rate in December of 2012 was also 7.8%. Career strategist Dan Moran with Next Active Colony watches the job numbers.
This has been an interesting few weeks. You know, we've seen a significant increase in job posts in Capital Region and Hudson Valley area. Very early in the year, not expected. And it looks a little bit like 2010, which actually was a very good year for hiring. So postings are up significantly, you know, anywhere between 25 and 35% for the week. That's not bad. What that means is that employers have a fair amount of confidence. They're beginning to put together their hiring plans. And it gets consistent with what we're seeing in the regional employment numbers as well, as we're seeing some new jobs being created in the market. Not enough to offset public jobs being lost, but that's actually a pretty good sign.
Kevin Jack adds the number of unemployed has dropped by 85,000 statewide over the last 4 months. The December unemployment rate in 2011 was 8.2 in the state, 9.1% in New York City, and 7.5% upstate.
The state as a whole, we continue to see stronger job growth downstate than upstate. The New York City economy appears to be bouncing back somewhat from the impacts of Hurricane Sandy. The rate of job growth downstate was higher than upstate. So downstate right now is generating, you know, most of the jobs within the state economy.
Jack explains these numbers follow an established pattern experts have tracked as regions recover from disasters.
They have looked at the impact of what happens after a hurricane or after a natural disaster. And usually within 2 or 3 months, there's quite a bit of a bounce back. If you look at other places like what happened in Charleston, South Carolina after Hurricane Hugo or after the Northridge earthquake in the early 90s, the downstate region appears to be bouncing back, and right now they're experiencing the most rapid rate of job growth.
Dan Moran points out he's found that employers appear to be more bullish now.
More confident that they're going to, this year, 2013, be better, and they're beginning to take those actions. And it's consistent. You know, real estate people I've talked to, small business people, manufacturers, they're all saying the same thing. They're looking for this year to be the breakout year.
Labor Department numbers were released Thursday. They also show the private sector job count rose between December 2011 and December 2012 in Syracuse by 900 jobs and in Utica, Rome by 300 jobs, while the Binghamton area lost 200 private sector jobs. The Dutchess Orange metro market showed a gain of 900 jobs in a year's time, with government jobs declining and private sector ones increasing, the latter by 1,500. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.